Lay it out, play it straight. Don't look back, don't hesitate.
When you go big time.
When you go big time.
What you want, what you feel. Never quit and make it real.
When you go big time.
When you go.
Whoa, hey.
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 This is what you got now.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Don't you feel the rush? Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Oh, my God. The synergy. Chills. Chills. Wow. Chills. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. What a way to episode. What a way to open the episode. I don't know what I just said. What a way to open the episode of another episode of Talk to Me. Nice. I didn't even do that. Oh, my God. You know how many episodes I missed doing the.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Like,
for
that's real. My thing.
That's uh-huh. the thing.
You got to keep it going, bro.
It's crazy. Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me. Nice. As you can see, we have a special guest in the building. It's our first guest of season 3. But before I go ahead and introduce her, it's your boy, Mally K underscore K. A-Y. Don't forget the three eyes on that. You know what I'm saying? Will.
Hey, man. It's your boy, Will with the visuals. I am Will underscore visuals. One more time. It's I am Will underscore visuals.
Not Jason. Will I am. I am Will.
I am Will. Jason.
Oh.
Wait, wait.
It's your boy, Jason Jordan. Follow me on Jason Jordan music. Yeah, let's get it.
I was so uncomfortable.
And our special guest host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, hi, guys. My name's Irene. It's Irene. Okay, my name is Irene. It's like Serene without the S. And you can follow me on Instagram at erene.music. I'm trying to get my actual at, but someone has it. But anyways, erene.music. And I'm a singer, and I be, you know, talking sometimes to these guys.
She's a yapper.
Guys. Yeah. Certified.
Like and subscribe if you feel the vibe on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on Spotify. Go ahead and rate us 5 stars if you're messing with us. Apple Podcasts, all your podcast streaming platforms. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. Go ahead and tap in with us. We do it for y'all. We love y'all.
Jason, please let us know, how many times are we dropping?
Oh, every single week.
Every single week.
This is you're our first guest of the season. How's that make you feel?
I'm so special right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, she didn't. All right.
No, I saw it was like, wow, there's like too much testosterone there. And I'm like, let me help them out. These poor souls.
Help us out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Some community service. All right.
I didn't say it.
And that's the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to Talk to Me Nice. Nah, for real. But yeah, we appreciate it. We're going to take a trip down memory lane, hopefully unlock some of the memory banks today. You know, the theme of today's episode is going to be childhood memories. And we're just going to take a deep dive. So I'm going to have Will start us off today. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you go ahead?
Since we're talking about childhood memories, I really want to ask everyone here a very valid question. What is that theme song that you heard as a childhood that you was just like, oh, man, this brings back so many memories?
Yeah, I already got one right off the bat. No, like, let me clear Peacekeeper off the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but, okay, what you got?
I got to make sure it's playing on Jason's Mac. Like, shout out. What?
Hey, guys, I'm on my mind.
What
ask
else?
Me, ask me what I want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is plain to see.
Yeah.
I want to be famous.
Yeah.
Too early.
Too early.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while.
Everything can move, nothing in my way.
That's a classic.
Shout out Total Drama Island.
Can I play?
Come on, now.
I wanna be famous.
So I'm gonna play mine. No,
we wanna be famous, guys. That's why you gotta like and subscribe if you feel the vibe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You already know all that.
Do it now.
So I actually saw this the other day. And I'm like, you know what? This honestly is like a core childhood. Because I didn't even know where it really came from until like I rewatched the show. And I feel like you all should know this as well.
Okay. Oh boy. If we don't know the song. I know this.
I do.
I'm going to need the bridge though.
We are fighting.
This is Naruto.
Fighting to my side.
They don't watch anime.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm
about to say I can keep going with the song. Anyways. I'm gonna still get hype with y'all. Don't worry about it. He's
this
still
is
here.
The best opener for Naruto, hands down.
I don't know about that.
Oh wow.
No, the hands are down.
That's crazy.
100%.
Will, what's yours? Man.
I don't know about that.
Naruto.
It's a top tier pick. You have to admit. It's
oh yeah,
pretty.
W
it's
for me. It's a W for for the squares that don't partake in anime.
Okay.
All right. So
partake like it's like, I think, like the wine.
I think this really touches home for me. You know, this is a great one for me.
Ah. Dun, 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 dun.
Are we? This song, are we touching
over
for the white
people? This ain't age. Reading the good books on the newspaper page. Another condition, the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Shout out Carl Winslow.
Must be some magic clue inside this gentle world.
I'm hearing all of this.
The real love bursting out of every sea.
You're wondering what the song is in?
Days go by. It's the ring of love.
It's crazy because we played this earlier. You did the exact same thing.
Of course.
Hello, I got a song.
It happens.
Oh, shoot. Jason got a song.
That's a top tier pick, though. I would say.
Let me see if they got it.
Let me see, Jason.
Mr. Urkel.
Here we go.
They probably out here like, what song was that? I don't know that song.
Who made that?
Wait.
Oh.
Genius sisters use them like a lab rat.
You almost had me going. I didn't know what the hell this was.
The boy's best friend is a talking dog.
Talking dog.
He said, what? Johnny Tay.
And of course, this one, you can't go wrong with this one.
Oh. They did the show so dirty.
They did change a lot.
Yeah, twerk.
Yeah, classic.
I would say honorable mention is that one Scooby-Doo one. It's like, what's new Scooby-Doo? Yeah.
We're coming after you. We're going to solve that mystery.
They play that song in the club for some EDM. I don't like it.
Really?
What the Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, nah, I screw things up. I hate it. What song did they mix it with? It was like random, too.
It was In the Six cooking with the Rit. What new Scooby-Doo? We're coming after you. Yeah. We're going to solve that Mr. Dirty Bit.
Dirty Bit, man.
That's funny.
Hold up, I got one more song. I sing, you know what's crazy, Jason? Before I play this, I sing this song every morning, but you're already gone by the time. So that's probably why you don't hear it. One day when I wake up earlier than you, I'll wake up earlier than you tomorrow. What time are you waking up tomorrow?
Bro, I'm waking up like 4, bro.
Oh yeah, never mind. Fuck that. fuck that. But this is the song. Sing this in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth.
When I'm feeling lonely, sad as I can be, all by myself, an uncharted island in an endless sea.
And she get that smile.
What makes me happy fills me up with glee. Those bones in my jaw don't have a flaw. My shiny teeth and me.
What we saying?
Shiny teeth and me. Just like the stars in space.
Shiny teeth
that sparkle, bringing beauty to my face. Shiny teeth that love them, and they all love me.
Okay, talk to you
when I got 32.
Woo!
My shiny teeth and me.
Shiny teeth.
Oh, that's perfect for in a minute and 30-second clip. I be timing it now in my head. It goes crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, Will, unlock the memory banks real quick.
Wow, for real.
Wow. You know what? Since we're unlocking the memory bank, let's take a trip down a game that I'd like to play. It's called This or That.
Okay, I'm with it.
But it's going to be a TV show edition.
That.
Mm. So let's tap into the childhood memory bank of the TV shows. Or.
That.
There we go.
That.
That. I see what you did there. So the first one is
that one.
Courage the Cowardly Dog versus Billy and Mandy.
Ooh.
Courage.
Billy and Mandy.
Boo.
Billy and Mandy.
Billy.
Billy and Mandy. They got Billy and Mandy.
Billy?
Billy and Mandy got some. Oh my God.
Return.
Billy?
The slam.
Destroy us all. Destroy us all. Like, you can't, like, Bill, like, come on.
Oh my God. That episode.
Billy, Mandy, Grimm. Fred Berger.
No, let me tell you. The episode when they had got, like, what's it called? They went to that the witch's house, at, like the gingerbread house. That one scarred me. I'm not gonna lie. Because like the what? Who got turned into like the chair?
I don't remember that episode.
And like she like sat on them, and I'm like, yeah, this.
Oh, that was Pinocchio. That was Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I was done after that. No, Courage is like it was weird.
Courage,
but like
scarred?
Yeah,
Return
the
slam.
No, it did. There was certain
you
episodes
will
that got me.
My curse.
The one with the white mask. And she was like floating and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
I get that. I say this to you, Jason, all the time. That's why I get that line from Courage the Cowardly Dog. I'd be like, slap my ass and call me Suzanne. That's exactly.
He said that on a TV child show.
He'd be like, well, thank goodness it's not, you know? And he'd be yelling.
Oh, the dad. Mm-hmm. The dad.
No, Courage.
What?
He said, or my name is Shaka Zulu. And thank goodness it's not.
He said, stupid dog, you're making me look bad.
And that's but that's exactly why I'd be like, Jason, slap my ass and call me Areen.
All right, so the next one. The next one is called... Areen's face. <No. laughs> The next one is Jimmy Neutron versus Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, Fairly Odd Parents.
Whoa. Yeah.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy
was good.
Jimmy?
That the movie was good.
The movie sold it for me.
But
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, I gotta go Jimmy.
Yeah, I gotta go Jimmy.
No, Fairly Odd Parents. It's just, you know, like when the little boy in the paintings was like, I'm not going back
so
to Missouri,
quotable.
You know?
Even when they did the Jimmy Timmy Power Hours, it
was that was
Jimmy
fire.
Oh,
yeah. That was fire. But Jimmy, you got so
man.
Man. Jimmy Neutron, man.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron.
I put
so many quotables.
You said Jimmy, but you played Shiny Teeth?
Well, I love that song.
Crazy.
That song.
Play a song from Jimmy
Neutron.
That
was fire.
3-3-3-3-2-2-2-2-1-1-1 Got a blast.
All right.
We should in
the
store.
Husband, what was the husband's name? Huey, right?
Huey Neutron.
Right? The,
Hugh Neutron?
Yeah, Hugh.
Sheen.
Oh,
Carl.
Sugar Booger.
Carl.
Hey, Sugar
Booger.
Sugar Booger.
Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? I put that, but I resonate with Jimmy Neutron because I put that quote on my Instagram story all the time. Said next time get yourself a board that can handle the Neutron style.
Lay the what?
No, they wanted to say it.
Lay the what?
It was Nick. But no, you know they wanted to say it.
He cuts it off every single time.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. What episode is that?
Oh my god.
Where he clones himself and he has like a different bunch of personalities.
Sheen?
No,
Jimmy.
Oh.
He splits himself into different personalities.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah,
there's
yeah.
A cool
yeah.
one. He's like, next time get yourself that can handle the Neutron style. Later, Nick.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. Okay,
I post it on my story Nick. Every day.
And the classic meme with not Cindy, but the black girl. Where she turns
Libby.
And she's like,
that's Libby.
That meme that's popular.
All right, the
next
one.
What's next?
The next one's Johnny Test versus Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah,
I love
Johnny Test.
There's
I love
104 days of some vacation.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Phineas
I agree.
And Ferb. That little
are they rebooting it?
That little nacho chip head. Yeah.
They're coming back out again with they're rebooting it.
I hope
so. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, look, a platypus.
Perry the Platypus. It's like I almost didn't recognize you without your hat on.
I was like, come on, man.
Oh, look, a platypus. Perry the Platypus.
classic.
Also, nice. these are all W choices except for you guys picking Curse Cali Dog, but yeah. Continue.
Wow. For Billy is crazy though.
So next one, Ed and Eddie versus Regular Show. I know this
oh,
was a
Ed,
Ed,
Ed
and
Eddie.
Ed.
Yeah, I did not like. I didn't watch Regular Show that
Ed
much.
Ed and Eddie. I have a new core memory unlocked for Ed and Eddie. I don't know if you heard this, Jason. When we had our friends stay over, did you hear them playing Ed and Eddie at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
No,
I woke up.
Oh, you're talking about Marcus and Ken?
Yeah, when they were sleeping in the living room, I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. All I could hear is dirt. I'm like, who is playing Ed at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Grown man.
I walk out. I'm like, Marcus is just half asleep. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, just have it
turn
on.
The TV off.
No, but
turn the TV
did you ever try a Jawbreaker after looking at that and was disappointed? Because I remember being, you had like the big ones from the wall.
Yes,
like you had to put four quarters in.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to have the best time of my life. And I'm like, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
I used to think they were that big.
Yes. same.
In the show. Whose idea was this?
It was bad.
I was like, this is.
But shout out my boy Eddie, because all he did, he had a different scheme every day. He always kept you on your toes. Eddie was always about that money.
Got papers.
He was all about hustler. That paper. He's all about that hustling. He's in the streets.
He was like, let me go to the junkyard and see what I can do today.
The classy meme. Oh, yeah. The classy meme. Union coming through. Yeah, he killed it.
Jimmy was killing. No, for the longest time, I didn't even know Jimmy was a boy. Like, he had the hair. I thought he was a girl.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn something every day.
Yeah. Yeah. was today years old.
Is that it?
Next one is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay. Ooh, already winning.
Versus Rugrats.
SpongeBob. There's too many quotables. There's too many quotables from SpongeBob.
If I pick Rugrats, do I get Rugrats and All Grown Up?
No,
just Rugrats.
But that still doesn't beat SpongeBob, though.
I don't know.
I quote SpongeBob on the daily. Yeah. On the daily. You can't.
What's your favorite episode, though? SpongeBob.
Oh, my God. You're putting me on the spot now. I can't. The first one that comes to mind is the future.
I'm taking Rugrats. I'm taking Rugrats.
Really?
Over SpongeBob? Wow.
That's such an L take.
I'm taking Rugrats.
That's
such an L take. L in the chat.
That's an L take.
L in the chat.
I'm taking Rugrats. I'm going to be the
That's
outlier.
A horrible take.
Hey,
that's
look deep. At me. Eye contact. I'm taking Rugrats.
Awful take.
Talk to me nice. Rugrats.
That's deep. Over SpongeBob?
Quote Rugrats right now. Quote it.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Okay.
Yikes.
They were babies.
Yikes.
But they were talking, though.
They were babies.
They were talking, though.
I could quote SpongeBob, or I could quote Rugrats right now. I could quote Rugrats right now.
Okay, well, maybe we wouldn't sound so bad if people wasn't playing with big, meaty claws.
I could quote Rugrats right now. And be like, dear, hello, hon. What are you doing? Making chocolate pudding. Why? Because I've lost control of my life.
That's not no.
Yes, it is.
Like, if I go somewhere and I'm like, I lost something once, everyone's going to know what I'm talking
my
about.
My
Cynthia, she's a wonderful dancer. Cynthia, no, she's a beautiful dancer.
I don't remember that at
Cynthia,
all.
Cynthia, she's a beautiful dancer.
What was that?
Cynthia, moving to the
every
groove
night
now.
I break my legs.
You guys
are every morning I break my arms.
Now, let me tell you, it was my senior year of high school, and my, like, what's it called? My teacher would use like different like PowerPoints and like put, you know, different like memes on the PowerPoints. And she, I don't even think she did a SpongeBob meme. I think she just like had a meme on there and like it was like of a conch shell, right? And then simultaneously, my whole class went, it was like, no, she said something like a conch or whatever. And then everyone in like the class was like, like at the same time. At the same time.
You guys don't know, here comes Chucky Chan. Martial arts expert of Reptar Land.
I love Rugrats. It's not SpongeBob level.
So Rugrats in Paris? Like, come on.
That was fire.
That's different. But that's a movie.
The orange tape movies?
The Hasselhoff?
What were those? Those were Rugrats.
Rugrats movies were better than SpongeBob.
Okay, they were more emotional. Yeah, sure. But as a franchise.
They were abducted by monkeys.
I don't remember that at all.
The first movie.
You're just making stuff up at this point.
Ah, why you laugh like that, Will? Why you laugh like that? We're going to get to the last one.
Yeah.
No racism intended.
For real. I was like, wait, hold up.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, the last one is Nickelodeon versus Cartoon Network.
Versus Ooh. Disney Channel.
You can put Disney in that.
Disney Channel?
Disney didn't have the cartoons like.
But it was childhood.
Are we counting?
Because Nickelodeon didn't. Nickelodeon had had shows too.
But,
Zoe 101, iCarly.
If we're talking shows, it's shows. Disney for me because that's La Raven and Hannah Montana. But we're talking cartoons. I would have to go Cartoon Network because it had like Samurai Jack.
Oh,
and like,
right.
You know what
Jack.
I mean? And
I mean,
Powerpuff Carson Girls.
Network, we got a lot of Cartoon Networks, you know, Imaginary, I mean, Foster's Home.
But it's literally called Cartoon Network. So like, obviously.
They're going with. No, but like a Disney show compared to Cartoon Network. I don't know. That's hard.
I think just generic or general wise, I'm going with Disney Channel.
I did spend more time
over Cartoon Network.
I was one of the lucky ones. I was one of the lucky ones to have Channel 136 and have Disney Channel. You know what I'm
saying? It's 31.
I had I had HD channels.
I didn't go up there. I had HD as well. I didn't scroll all the way up.
That's what you just said. It's getting broke. That's what you said.
I had Optimum.
I'm above poverty level.
I had Optimum. All right. I could go up there. I just chose not to.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
You broke it.
Listen.
Come on, yo.
I had the option. I just didn't want to scroll all the way up there. That was
I think Disney Channel had W theme songs too, as well. Like in general, like Sweet Life and like Sweet Life is Zach and Cody. Yeah, like
get the limo out front.
Exactly. How to stop?
So Jason, are you also going Disney?
Nah, I'm going Cartoon Network.
You're going Cartoon Network.
Oh, you're going Cartoon Network?
Yeah. Everyone has to be different,
I guess.
That's great.
I'm basic. I'm going
to
go
Nickelodeon. Oh, my
God. I'm going to go Nickelodeon, but it's fine. It's fine.
That's an odd choice.
Oh, that is an odd choice.
You watch all five shows.
It's a great show.
It's a great choice.
But five shows.
Oh, yeah. All five shows would be great. Zoe 101, iCarly, all those great
shows. Oh, you're including Victorious. Those. Oh, you're including those.
Victorious. Okay.
Hey,
that's Nickelodeon.
Hey, speaking of iCarly, I had the biggest crush. I need to stop talking about my crushes because all I get
for
is
real.
Shit. I had the biggest crush on Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly. Like, and Drake and Josh. She was younger than Drake and Josh, but more so iCarly.
Okay.
But she's iconic in Drake and Josh. Like, who didn't watch Drake and Josh?
Okay. So on to the topic of crushes. Why don't we talk about that?
Drake and Josh?
Like, what are some crushes that you had on TV?
Like, nobody got excited when I said Drake and Josh. I feel like that.
That was a good show.
Movies, Drake and Josh, really big shrimp. Like,
no, it's good. No, it's
no, no,
good.
It's a great show. But you wonderful. Didn't you pick Disney, though?
I feel like I'm on.
You picked Disney.
Wait, so who's your crush, Will? Who's your crush?
Man, so I got a list, actually.
A list? That's crazy.
Yo, I got a list, too, actually.
You really? You don't have it memorized?
So we pulling out lists?
I'll write mine down real quick.
So we got Miss Incredible. Come on now.
We're talking about everything.
Yeah, we got Dexter's Laboratory's mom. Yeah,
I see a pattern.
I'm glad y'all seeing the pattern. All right, next one, the Cleveland Show's mom. Okay. I really enjoyed that. I got a pattern. We're gonna continue on, and we're gonna go with Shego. From
She go. Okay,
I'll give it.
Her's not that big, but like, I understand what you're saying.
A lot of moms are at list, man.
Yeah.
We're like only women.
Of course. Anyway, next person, whoever wants to.
Jason.
Oh man. Oh, I'm not ready. Hold on.
Oh wow.
I'm
right Jason's not ready. I have like a couple hear me out, so I have to go last.
Okay. All right, I'll go next.
Go ahead.
So I remember my very first crush in general. At first it was Corbin Blue, High School Musical, right? Okay. And then I was six. My neighbor came over, she was like four or five, and she was like, "Oh, you watch High School Musical?" I'm like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Who do you like?" And I'm like, "Corbin Blue," mind you, she's white. And then I was like, "Corbin Blue." Hey. And then she goes, "Why? Do you like him? Because he's black?" And I'm like,
"Oh my God."
And I'm like, "No, I like Zac Efron too." So then I like Zac Efron. And then if we're talking cartoons, I was in love with Robin from Teen Titans. In love, that was my man, and you couldn't tell me anything about it.
I bet you Starfire is gonna have something to say.
I was
that.
Starfire in my mind. I was Starfire. Me and Robert.
We
went together. So to the point where, together. Like, do you remember that thing where it was like Kitty, like she came through, and her dad was like the locust.
He was a moth.
And her
boyfriend was a spider.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember that episode, and I literally, like, I was young. I, like, hit the TV because I'm like, get off my man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And for childhood, it would be, to round it off, next it would be Jaden Smith. Loved him for a very long time. And then it would be Princeton from Mindless Behavior. Mm. So that's is Mrs. Right.
Wow, Mindless Behavior.
I went to the concert. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure one of them's in jail.
Yeah, Rock Royal.
Yeah.
Oh, she knows. She keeps up.
I'm waiting for the reunion. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be there.
It's not happening. I've only seen Ray Ray and Princeton together.
Yeah, they don't like. No. It's Ray Ray and Prodigy. They don't like Princeton Prodigy. That much, from what I've heard.
Ray Ray's the one with the hair, right?
Yeah.
Prodigy's the short one.
Mm-hmm. He's saying every single line.
Yeah.
No one else sang except him.
Really?
Yeah.
Princeton, I'm gonna have to watch the music video.
Yeah.
From where?
Light skinned, dark skinned, long hair, don't kill long as your heart's in it.
That was Dickie Simmons.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, he came in crazy.
Everybody's crushed. Dickie Simmons is everybody's crush.
All right, Jason, your turn.
All right, we're talking about cartoons. Jimmy Neutron's mom, of course.
Oh, wow.
Of course, also. Nani from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, Nani.
Okay. Okay, respectable choice.
Oh, she does.
Not the hand.
Oh, dear.
That's all you saw. Oh, dear. You see nothing else. Jade from Victorious.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
What?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I'm like.
As a child? What did you watch from Anne Hathaway as a child? Princess Diaries?
Yep, sure. Oh,
okay,
did.
All right. Sure did.
Okay,
and My Wife and Kids, the daughter.
Mm.
I forgot about that one.
What do you mean, which one?
Wait, which one?
No, oh, there's no, two. No. Got her name, no, though. they changed the actors. So
why would it be?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's two daughters. There's two
there
daughters.
Was two?
Yes.
No.
No,
there was. There was a darker
there was
one.
The dark
there was a lighter one.
They did an Aunt Viv.
They really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Jason, let me guess. It was the lighter one you liked, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Pack it up.
Let me guess. It was a light-skinned, curly-haired one. That was the one.
Me, personally, Jason, I wouldn't sit here and take that.
Sensing a pattern.
I wouldn't sit
here. It sounds like you should cut your sound upset.
I wouldn't sit here and take that.
Cut the mic.
Let me guess.
Oh, you're right, though.
They definitely pulled an Aunt Viv. Like, you ever see that episode where Jazz, when she walked past Jazz, and he was like,
He was like, when did...
Wait, now you want me to... make me look it up, man. I didn't know that.
They changed actors, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They pulled it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My wife and kids.
And while you're looking it up, I guess I'll do my list. Yeah, I have a couple of hear me out. So,
okay.
Comment section, chat, clips, whatever. Don't kill me for this. Like,
we're gonna hear you out.
So I have Shego.
Okay.
From Kim Possible.
Talk to me.
I have Raven from Teen Titans.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a great one.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
I expect that choice.
I have obviously Miranda Cosgrove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All
right.
I have what was her name? I have Brenda Song.
Okay.
Oh.
Eclectic.
That's a good.
We like to see that. Unlike Jason.
I have Renaissance. Hear me out.
Hear me out.
Okay. I have Judy Hopps from Zootopia.
Zootopia came out. Whoa.
Yo.
Zootopia. Zootopia came out not that long ago.
Hey, yo.
No, you did not. Buddy Rabbits.
I have Nala from Lion King.
All right.
And when you put a picture of Nala up, make sure you post the one where she laying down looking like a bad dog.
The bestiality
like
is crazy.
For
right?
real.
And
hide your pets.
Hide your pets, yo.
Tigress from Kung Fu Panda.
Hey, yo.
I can understand Tigress more
and the aunt from Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Never watched.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But first of all. No, wait, but hold on. But this is childhood crushes, is it not?
Huh?
This is just supposed to be childhood crushes.
I can't.
Zootopia and Big Hero 6 came out not that long ago.
Oh, but Big Hero 6, I can't. I love Disney movies.
Yeah, but wasn't this childhood crushes?
I'm still a child at heart.
All right, fair.
Wow. Can't lose your childhood.
At this age, do you still have animation crushes?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well,
Oh, I forgot. Well,
it's anime now.
Okay.
Yo.
I mean,
I got him on my wall. Actually.
When I was younger, I liked Sasuke, but then I think when I rewatched it, I was like, "What's his name? What's their sensei?
Kakashi?
Yeah, Kakashi.
Oh, you like
when I watched it. All right, when I watched it again, I was like, listen, after she called me out for Corbin, I was like, I can't do it again.
Yeah, I got mine on my wall. Shout out to Azula.
Mm.
Azula from Avatar. Yeah, she could beat my ass.
Okay.
I don't care. She could have a whole mental breakdown with me. I'm be like, it's okay, baby. Like, burn me.
Okay,
burn me.
Crazy.
Burn me.
All right.
Well, but yeah, hear me out. Go put that picture of Nala. That picture.
Nala's
you guys know
crazy.
What picture I'm talking about
help
too.
You, though.
That picture where she just sitting there. She like.
Oh my gosh, Nala's crazy.
So like a little light skinned joint.
On to the next segment. All right?
Hide your pet.
On to the next segment.
Full disclosure, I'm not a furry. Like
you said nothing to back that up.
Wow,
oh I'm saying like you can't tell me that Tigress ain't look bad in Kung Fu Panda.
That's the only one I can understand.
You'd be like, you know what? If I was Tony the Tiger, if I was Tony the Tiger right now,
somebody
I'd growl.
Hey,
I'd growl.
Will, please, we're
gonna get on to the next
Will,
topic.
Please move
yeah,
on.
We gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Digging it deeper.
We gotta move on.
Shoveling.
First episode, we talk about steaks through the crack of the god's ass, and now we're on this.
Yeah,
wow,
now you're on
crazy.
This one.
This is crazy.
And I still will not pay $50, more than $50 for no steak,
even off of God's cheeks.
Even yeah, no. Oh. God could, like I said, God could cut a piece of steak off his ass. I'm not eating it. He can say, cool. "Eat this, my child, and it will give you everlasting life." I'm not eating it.
Oh my god!
If it's more than $50,
I'm trying to go to hell.
All right, cool. All
no,
right, so
no,
next
no shade on you, God. Like me, we have a rapport.
Okay.
Please, Will. Please.
Next one. Next game. Next game. It is called One Has to Go. All right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you four things, maybe five. All right. I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you four movies. You gotta pick one that has to go.
Okay.
So the first one is Lion King, Toy Story, Aladdin, Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Fuck Finding Nemo.
Read it again.
Lion King.
Uh huh.
Toy Story. Aladdin. Finding Nemo.
I'll say Toy Story.
What?
Yeah. I've watched the other ones a lot more than I've watched Toy Story, if I'm being honest.
Over Finding Nemo?
I love Finding Nemo.
Why?
42 Wallaby Way. P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Oh, yeah, no.
No one care about that fish.
You are a toy.
Fishy.
Oh, my God.
Fishy. Why aren't you working fishy?
I'm a fish. Like,
that's insane. Like, the reason I don't like Finding Nemo is because they had, like, all that whole conspiracy theory and stuff. It was, like, a barracuda attack, like, Marlin or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They started doing, like, a lot
I
of
touched
yeah.
the butt. Oh, my God. Oh, me and my sister, we used to quote all the time, oh, you guys made me ink. Like, that one.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't tell me it's not the more quotables. Like
my favorite part of Finding Nemo were the turtles.
Righteous.
I like twiddles.
Yeah, dude.
No, right. that was good. But.
So next one, it is The Incredibles, Shrek, Monsters Inc., and Cars.
That's hard.
Cars.
Hard one. That's hard. I'd be saying I can't get rid of Cars because I'd be saying ka-chow on TikTok.
You do.
I literally can't get rid of Cars. What was the first one?
That's hard, but
first
cars.
One's Incredibles. Yeah, the Incredibles. Shrek.
Number one.
Monsters Inc.
Monsters Inc.
Cars.
Monsters.
You know what? Only reason I'm keeping Monsters Inc. is because I always do the it's like when he's training, it's like in a bunk bed.
Oh, oh yeah. Like,
randomly.
When do you do that?
In when what context are you using that in?
Not a good enough context to use it, but I still do.
She be in her room, right? before a performance. Before a performance, that's what she does. next time we go see a re-perform, let's go to the back to see where she's at.
Yeah, right.
No, I do it like way too much. No, but Cars though, I rewatched it when I was like babysitting because like the little boy I would babysit, he loved that movie. Life is a Highway is such a banger, so I don't want to get rid of it, but like
it's a banger song. Yeah,
I'm always watching you, Mike Wazowski.
I'm always watching
oh my gosh,
that's all I'm saying is like
this one I cried to this song, I'm not gonna lie.
All I'm saying is dude, you can't get rid of Cars. Lightning McQueen. Ka-chow, 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 ka-chow.
Crazy.
Straight to the dome, ski. Appreciate my TikTok fam. Yeah.
Yeah, here's a classic.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, this is a classic.
Yeah, shout out Life is a Highway.
So, Jason, what are you picking to get rid of?
Oh, Cars. Yeah.
Cars. You're getting rid of Cars.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You just can't get rid of Shrek.
Shrek is
or The Incredibles. The Incredibles was just too much of a classic.
I'm going to have to pick.
Can I say, though, really quick? I didn't know The Incredibles was in like the 60s. I thought it was the 2000s this whole time.
Huh?
It's placed in like a retro 60s. It's in 60s, 70s era.
Oh, you could tell by the cars.
Yeah, I didn't know until I read like a Wikipedia page and like someone and they said it in it. They're like, yeah, it's like the 70s, 60s, 70s.
Well, that makes sense in the beginning of the movie.
No, but it's a continuation.
Oh.
Yeah, the next movie, it picks up right from the last one.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He said, tell Buddy to go home. Incrediboy!
Wait, you're getting rid of Monsters,
honey?
Inc.?
I am.
What? Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
I, put it away.
Why?
Why do you need to know?
I need it.
What do you need it for?
The world's in danger. My evening is in danger.
You tell me what my super suit is, woman? We are talking about
the greater good.
The greater good.
I am your wife. The greatest good you ever gonna get.
Wait, did you see the Marvel scene with the helicopter? It's like replicating that happens in the background.
Yes.
But with Sam Jackson.
Yes.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. But really quick, why Monsters Inc. though? Because I feel like.
Oh, wow. Because The Incredibles is great. I can't get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Shrek is, I mean, come on.
You're afraid of monsters growing up?
Oh, no. It just out of those three, that's the best one. No other options. I could get rid of anything else here.
Monsters Inc. is. Oh, you're getting rid of Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good choice.
There's nothing else.
You can't get rid of Shrek because podcasts are like layers.
Yeah. Come on now.
Parfait.
Onions are like layers.
Onions are like layers. Come on now.
Podcasts are like layers.
You know what else has layers? Parfaits.
I like parfaits. You like parfaits?
You see that boulder? I like that.
I like that. That's a nice boulder. Boulder.
And in the morning,
I'm gonna get waffles.
I'm gonna get waffles.
Classic.
Nah, Eddie Murphy really went crazy on that last song. He was like, I believe.
Ah, put a gospel version on it. Come on.
All right. Next. So the next one is the Rugrats movie.
You guys are haters.
We're back.
Pick that up. One since you guys are haters.
Oh, Up. Okay.
Up.
Oh.
Coco. Oh. And the Iron Giant.
I don't remember Coco. The Iron Giant, so I'd have to pick it.
I saw Coco.
I saw Coco. I cried.
It was
these are sad movies.
Yeah, these are all
Coco's sad. I have an Up necklace, so I'm not picking Up.
Yeah, I like the Up.
Up is literally like the life that I wish to live.
Oh my gosh.
He loved that. He loved his wife.
All right.
I need a minute.
Oh my God. He's stupid. He's so dramatic. You're not putting balloons in your house. Let it float off.
So I'm Do you think that Carl ever like just wanted to like die? So he was like, you know what? Sure. If it fails, why not?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
He was like, I don't care if this kid is here or not. This is it.
This is it. I'm picking the Iron Giant. Well,
I like the Iron Giant.
Which Rugrats movie? The OG?
It has to be Paris.
Nah, it's the old, like the orange tit. Yeah, like I gotta pick the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Nairi's gonna hate me for that, but yeah, fuck the Iron Giant.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. Iron Giant is a great movie though.
I mean, I'm also gonna pick the Iron Giant.
I mean, that's crazy.
Great movie. Yeah.
So everybody picked Iron Giant.
Yeah. Wow. Iron Giant. Yeah.
All right. Great. All right. So the last one is 5. So it's gonna be Cinderella, Snow White, Mulan, Pocahontas, and The Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
Pocahontas gotta go. I'm sorry.
No.
She gotta go. I'm sorry.
I used to be in love with John Smith. That was another one. Snow White. That was my man. My man.
I agree with Snow White.
Snow White can go. She asleep the whole movie. Like she could go. I don't have any memorable songs.
Wait, Cinderella, Snow White. Cinderella, Snow White.
Mulan
has to say. Okay.
Pocahontas.
Little Mermaid. I would say I like Snow White.
Snow White gotta go.
She was sleeping on him.
And then the guy creeping up on her. Come on, man.
She's sleeping on him, and she got like what 12 dwarves watching her.
I'll pick Cinderella just because I don't remember any songs really. I mean, I know songs because of musicals and stuff I've done, but the movie itself, I don't really remember.
Is it because nobody gave you the Cinderella treatment?
You mean like lock me away in like somebody, a basement, force me to clean? Like
a prince never came up and put.
No,
a glass
I wear
slipper.
The right size shoes, so my shoes aren't falling off.
That's a very good point. Why did that slip off so easy?
First of all, did you ever think about the fact that like she literally had that dress and everything made, but the shoes were too big? You know what I mean?
Why are you just walking around with a shoe putting it on every girl's foot in the kingdom?
He's like, I'm gonna find her. That's athlete's foot getting. To somebody, that's for sure.
That's dedication. That's how I need to. That's how I need to be looking for the next one.
What?
I'm gonna go around with a slipper. If it fits, that's my girlfriend.
It's like a Gucci. Is it like a Gucci slide?
It's like an UGG slipper.
Malcolm, leave her alone.
It's like, wait, come here.
Not leave her alone.
Let me just see you. Let me
not
just
in
see
this climate. They're like,
let me just see your foot.
That's creepy. Excuse me.
Just slide your foot in the slipper.
Just slide. Just want to see the fix.
Just want to see some.
Don't worry. It's a red bottom on the bottom of it. Don't worry.
Just put your puppies in here. You know what I'm saying?
Puppies are crazy.
Back to the animals. Back to the animals. The puppies. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Obviously, I'm not living that down. y'all go watch Zootopia and tell me Judy Hopps.
Oh my god.
What I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
She hopping around our son.
Oh my.
Wow.
Come on, bro.
All right.
Was that all you got?
Yeah, that was all I got right there. So we're gonna get into the questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the question I want to ask everyone: Have you did y'all really enjoy the outside era where you got to be outside and enjoy coming in before the streetlights and all that?
If I didn't come home before the streetlights, I was getting my ass beat. Yeah, come on. So I don't think I enjoyed that part. But yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. But besides that, like being outside playing tag, you know, basketball,
manhunt,
yeah, manhunt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me take me back, man.
I I wasn't really allowed to do much, so I went to my
loser.
Hey, listen, I was a social butterfly, and my mom was like, "In this, because she's from my parents are from Liberia, and they were like, in Liberia, we'd let you go out anywhere, but we're in America now, we don't trust these people at all, so we're keeping you locked up." And mind you, I live in like a very I used to live in a very white, like Polish neighborhood. Everyone was like 90 and above, but like I didn't see the other side of my block until I was like 14. I go to my neighbor's house, and I could go to like up the street, like two houses up the street, to my friend's grandmother's house because they would be over there. Yeah. I mean, we played like Foursquare, and like that was fun, and like we'd be in my friend's backyard. She had a swing, like a tree swing, and then she had a trampoline. Oh, so it was fun then, but I didn't see, like I said, the other side of the block until I was like 13.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, couldn't go down the street. Couldn't.
No, you did.
I'm sorry.
I was like, what is that? I thought it was something in the room.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't go out on weekdays. Outside. It was only weekends.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I couldn't go to anything really.
I'm
sorry. And people would think I was lying. I'm like, I can't go. My parents said no. They're like, no, they wouldn't. To something like, oh, let me put it this way. You know how like you guys would, oh, you could turn it off now. You know how you could go to like the mall with your friend?
Because this matches
it was going so good with it.
Wow, so good.
Just fits. Oh my
god. You know how you go to the mall with your friends and whatnot? Uh-huh. My mom, she specifically one day, she was like, no, you can't go to the mall with your friends. We were in middle school, and her reasoning was because you don't have money, and if you go, you're going to be tempted to steal, or if someone else steals, you're going to be in it, and you're going to go to jail. So I wasn't going out.
That's valid. That's
she knew my friends though. No one was doing that.
So you're a thief.
I couldn't even if I wanted to be. So it wasn't an option. Wow. So yeah. It was cool though.
It was cool. I mean, look how great you're
I worked out. In and I stayed on I worked on my craft. That's what I did, okay? This is what happens. It's like,
so you stayed in the house and just sang the whole time.
Yeah.
That wasn't annoying to your parents.
Sounds like Tangled.
But what are they gonna do? Yeah, ground right. me? I'm already inside the house. Like that's the thing. They had no leverage over me. So like I would like I wouldn't talk
no
back.
Take away
but
your
like
microphone.
I would no, like yikes. I didn't have my it was just my voice. Yeah.
Okay.
No singing.
It's not enough.
So with you saying that, did you like have vacations that you did with your family or went on?
Oh yeah, yeah. Again, if it's with them, then yeah, we'd go anywhere. Okay. But like by myself.
How many friends did you have?
At what point in time? Because in middle school, like, okay, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, core friends.
Okay.
And then I had, like, other, like, theater friends and, like, choir friends. And,
it's
like, I did step friends I have in theater.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said feeder, like, F-E-E-D-E-R. I was like, what?
I see where your mind is at.
I don't think that's a gutter. I thought when she said feeder, I thought she meant like background character.
There was them too.
Like, oh my god,
they existed. Yeah, they did exist.
It's like, oh great heavens. If I had pearls, I would clutch them right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I have friends, but I just couldn't go nowhere with them.
So it was just in school that you had.
I didn't know people hung out outside of school until I was like 15.
That's crazy.
I mean, I was like, y'all meet. I'm like, why are y'all always a lot closer to each other?
Wait.
Wow. I didn't know because I'm like,
hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I didn't get to go out until I was like 17. And that's because my mom was working and my dad like went on like a business trip. And so, yeah, like she started working like late nights. Yeah. And then I would just like go out with my friends like the second half of like senior year. But before that, never could do it.
So, what was the birthdays like then?
Oh, they would come over to my house.
Cold.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
they would come over. No, it was filled with people. They would come over to my house and then they would leave and right, that would cool, be cool, it.
Cool, cool. Interesting. Huh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm alive, I guess. That was the goal for them.
So I mean, what about your sister, though?
My sister, she didn't care. She was into, so my sister is 5 years older than me and she was into anime like in the early 2000s. So like before it was cool, like she was in like the Japanese club and stuff like that. So she didn't care about going out at all.
Nerd.
She
okay,
was
nice.
She was reading her, like manga and that was it.
Oh,
yeah.
Daytime nerd.
Okay. Making a sushi that was, she failed miserably at that. It was so disgusting. She tried it, but it's okay though.
She failed miserably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the life.
What was the dishes like? What was the food like in your home?
Oh, Liberian dishes. But I got tired of it because I didn't want to eat rice every single day because every dish goes with rice. And then I'm like, I want American food. We're in America, guys. Step it up. And then they changed it. And then a couple years in, and I'm like, you know, I don't want cassava leaf today. Can I have macaroni and cheese like the regular people? But then a couple years later, I'm like, why don't we cook Liberian food? Let's get back to this. Like, I don't want this stuff anymore.
Funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
My childhood was great.
No, mine was good too. No. Mine, just to clarify, mine was good. I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I hung out with friends. I had friends. I went outside, played kickball, touch football, manhunt, rode bike. The big thing in my neighborhood was everybody would get their bike and we would go all the way to the top of this long behind street and we would all race. Okay. And then somebody would always cheat. Like it was fun.
Nice.
Must yeah, be nice.
it was actually nice.
But to be fair, I was growing up when YouTube. I was in middle school when YouTube first came around, so I wasn't bored. Like I had the world at my fingertips at that point. So it was like I was chilling.
How old are you?
Like 25.
Oh, you're younger.
Yeah.
So when did you have your first phone?
My first phone I got when I was 12, and it was like a
the flip phone.
It wasn't the flip. It was a
the MV.
I don't remember.
Sidekick? It wasn't a
sidekick, but it was like a dupe of a sidekick. Oh. It slid up, but it didn't flip. It slid up.
That's like the Envy. That's the
Envy. Oh, is that? Yeah, oh, okay, I guess. Yeah, it was orange. That was
my Envy, phone, I had a Dare or a Voyager. I had a Voyager.
Voyager, okay.
I don't remember the fake
touchscreen. Like now we have touchscreens. Mm-hmm. They had the touchscreen where you could actually feel the press.
Yeah, the press. Yeah.
I was mad hyped to have a keyboard and
Did you get unlimited text? We had
come on, man. You already know. Yeah,
I didn't get it.
I was after 8 o'clock. You better talk to me.
I was doing everything abbreviated.
I had unlimited text in minutes.
Oh, no.
I just had nobody to talk to.
Yeah, for real.
That's tough.
Your mom was like, did you use your minutes? No.
She's like at the middle, whatever. Like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah, right? She's making some friends.
No, go out there and use your minutes.
I'm paying good money for this.
That's so do y'all have any like childhood, I guess maybe school experiences that was like embarrassing?
Oh, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. I'm done telling embarrassing stories, so y'all got this.
Like what kind of embarrassing?
I mean, whatever happened in school that you was like, I really don't want to talk about this again.
Well, I don't want to talk about it again. No. Okay, no, there was this one time, first grade, I had a crush on this boy. I won't say his name. No, because it's my best friend's. Again, this was first grade, but like it'd be kind of weird because it's like my best friend's other best friend's ex, like recent ex. So I'm like, I wouldn't want to. It'd be weird now to say it. Like I'm not. My best friend has another best friend, and that's her ex.
That don't add up.
You can have multiple. You might do not have multiple best friends. Oh, okay, that's why.
Jason is my best friend.
He's your best friend. Are you his? That's the question.
That's crazy.
Of course, he lives here. I better be. We signed the contract to San Fernando. You're locked in.
You can't go nowhere.
My bullshit is your bullshit.
No, but basically, everyone had a crush on him because he was a good looking kid, right? Everyone had a crush on him. I wrote his name after watching a Ned Declassified episode where they were writing on the bathroom walls. I guess in the end, they were like, don't do it. But to me, I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. And so I went inside with like a scarlet crayon and I wrote, I love his name first and last. And then I went back inside. But what didn't dawn on me is the walls are perfectly clean and they know one person goes in at a time. And then this snitch, she came out and she was like, someone wrote, I love so-and-so on the bathroom wall. And I couldn't lie at the time. And so she went to me and she's like, Irene, I'm like, no. And then she made me go clean it. But a couple months later, it happened again, and they were like, "Irene, did you do it?" I'm like, "Not this time." So yeah,
I would have been in class.
Same guy.
Gassing it up.
Yeah, that's how it felt. Yeah,
gassing it up.
So yeah.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason. You guys tell embarrassing stories next.
Yeah, Jason, what's your embarrassing story?
I can't think of anything right now.
Really?
Yeah, Jason was just a cool kid in school. He just does some great guys in stories.
Tell me about June, 7th grade.
Great guy.
Not.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? May 6th grade. What happened May in 6th grade?
Oh,
this is
great.
Yeah. Let's take
it. Oh, wait,
back.
I just remembered the word. Remembered worse.
I can't remember anything.
Unbelievable.
Did you have anything?
All right, yeah, I got a story. While Jason loads up his thoughts. So, as I told you guys, I went to a Catholic school. I didn't tell you. I did go to a Catholic school.
Nice.
So, about in sixth grade, so I was in class. So, when we were in Catholic school, you have to give your phones at the beginning of the class, and then we get at the end. So I gave it to the teacher at the beginning of the class. They was like, everyone, make sure you turn off your phones before you give it to us. I was like, okay, cool. Didn't remember to do that. So I gave them the phone. We're in the middle of a test. And at the time, a very popular song was out. It was a Soulja Boy song. It was called Dunk. So as I'm writing on my test.
Song is that?
She got a dunk.
Oh, dunk. I thought you said dunk.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, anyway. So,
Catholic school is wild.
Yeah. So anyway, so I sat there. I'm writing on my test, and in the middle of the test, all I hear is, "She got a dunk. What? She got a dunk. What? She got a dunk. She got a dunk. She got." And she's like, "Whose phone is that?" I'm like,
"Catholic school's crazy."
Wait.
I'm writing down, I'm like, I don't think it's my phone. It can't be my phone. I turned it off before.
Can't be my phone.
And then she was like, "Whose phone is this?" And she held it up in the hand. And I looked, I was like, "Oh, that's my phone. That's my phone." So I went to go grab it. And you know how technology don't like to work now when it's prom time. So I'm like hitting decline. I'm hitting decline in the
second
classroom.
Second burst before he can get it.
Yeah. She get the dunk. Watch it hit the flow. I like it what she doing. I'm like, hold on.
why is that your ringtone?
I don't know why.
Wait,
so
I really quick.
Yeah.
What was the ethnicity majority of the school?
So I went to school in Jersey City, so mm-hmm. it was a very diverse group.
Okay,
so
I'm about to say, if it was like all white people, that would have been, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no, it was
that's why I was like, I'm trying to imagine the.
They're like, if we had pearls, we'd clutch them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The white people in there did clutch them, but there were also some black people in there. Some
like, hey,
I still want to. I was still.
Yeah, some of them had their song. Yeah,
I still want to know why that's your ringtone.
We're not going to, you know, that's for a different day. A different episode. So, yeah, so needless to say, I had to take the whole battery out the back of my phone. That's actually when you could do that, you
yeah.
know? Now you can't
yeah,
even take
the
batteries out your phone.
Yeah, you have to take the back off and then just
yeah.
tap it out.
Yeah, like, turn
it
off. Turn off.
I was like, turn off.
It's like that scene from Best Man Holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He threw it down. Hey, he's looking at it.
He said.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a very awkward moment walking back into the classroom. While everybody's just staring at me with the, because they didn't know that was my ringtone either. So they all looked at me like,
"Did you pass the test?"
I did, but
good. That's what matters.
That's what matters.
Doing well in the face of adversity.
Yeah,
I already told my embarrassing story of how I chased and failed after a girl, so I'm not telling a
story.
Okay,
so mine is similar to yours because, you know, lover boys in high school.
Losers.
I do remember. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Big time.
Big time. Big time. I remember. It was in sixth grade actually. No, sixth grade. What was Grant?
Six.
That's okay. So
same grade.
No.
Huh? Six.
No,
seven,
it was middle school. It was middle school.
Seven.
Thank you. It was middle school. Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Okay.
English class. We had to write a fictional story, and I had the biggest crush on Brooke Berry. Mm. Shout out to Brooke Berry.
Congratulations on your wedding, bro.
For real. Nah, for real, for real. I'd never forget because I was writing the story about her, but I try to like, you know, you try to make it incognito. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You're not saying the name. One kid was like, "You talking about Brooke?"
Yikes.
Like, I described it.
I'd be like, "Come here.
Tell me.
I'm talking about I had to read it in class, and someone was like, "That sounded like Brooke."
I said, why are you blowing up my spot,
yeah,
dog?
Yeah,
did you try to deny it, though?
I was tongue-tied. You're not gonna burst into tears. No, it's not. Everybody left that class looking for Brooke Berry.
Ooh, Jason got a crush on you. Jason got a crush on you.
I'm talking about running down the halls like,
oh, they was booking it.
Oh, they run into Brooke. It was so awkward after that. It was so awkward. I ripped that page up. Like, I'll never love again.
You avoided her in the hallway.
I sure did.
Made no eye contact.
Oh, my gosh. But no, in seventh grade, we only had that one hallway. So we couldn't, there was nothing to avoid.
Mm. Oh, you put your book up and it was just
hallway
like,
was just a straight line.
Straight line. Or the court.
Courtyard?
The courtyard, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You took the long way around the school.
I sure did. I used that courtyard to my advantage. How to bomb bushes.
I remember that. Is that why you put your hood up when you was walking through the courtyard and then he was walking like this?
Hey, man, don't blow up my spot like that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why do I remember? Oh, memory unlocks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, good times.
Someone passed by like, ain't that Jason?
Good times.
Is he hiding from Brooke?
That's Jason. Hey, bro, he right there. It's like, dude, would you shut up?
Be like, nah, that's him. That's him right there.
Wasn't he all tongue-tied in class?
That was him.
Like, here's a copy of the story he wrote, by the way.
Oh my gosh, that's messed up.
The copy of the story.
Oh my god, don't worry. I wrote it down for you
because I feel left out. I'll give you guys another story.
Please,
I'll give you guys another gem.
Talk to us.
So mine was also in seventh grade. Shout out Mr. Deremiah's reading class.
Oh, Deremiah, that's right.
Shout out Mr. Deremiah. At the time, how old are we in seventh grade? What?
12.
12? 12, yeah, 13, about 12. 12. I didn't know what it was. I just remember seeing it from a commercial. Uh-oh. I'm sitting in class. I was like, yeah, Mr. Deremiah, I just took a Viagra. He just looked at me. He looked at me with the most disgust on his face. With the most disgust on his face. He looked at me. He said,
swallow.
He looked at me. He said, you have detention. Don't say that again. Don't be disgusting. I got so scared because that was my first detention. And I was like, what the hell
did you
I just do? Yeah. Yes. I said that.
I got my first detention from him too.
I said
actually.
That out loud. I was like, Mr. Deremiah.
I'm saying, did you actually take a Viagra?
No, I just.
So
I
why
had,
would you?
I saw it. I think I saw it on TV so and I didn't know what it was.
So you just said.
I just repeated what I saw on TV. Shout out TV.
Shout out TV.
Shout out TV.
Influencing me to write on the bathroom wall, right, telling right, you to. Right.
Oh my God. Shout out the young minds of students, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Easily that's manipulated, true. Easily influenced, you know?
That's true.
Watch more TV, kids. It'll do you justice. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Mr. Deremiah giving me my first detention. I didn't forget that. Wherever you are, I'm going to find you.
Crazy.
What's next, Will? What you got?
Hey, man, did y'all celebrate holidays when y'all grew up? Like, what was your favorite holiday?
Couldn't celebrate Halloween.
Okay.
Well, since Irene said she didn't have a childhood.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow.
Did you celebrate holidays?
I did celebrate holidays because my parents could be involved, okay? No, I want to know. I just want you to understand how bad it was for my parents. I got invited eighth grade really quick by like one of these like cooler girls, right? We were friends in gym, right? We were in eighth grade and she was friends with like high schoolers type, right?
Oh, shoot.
And so she was like, hey, like come to the movies with me. And we went to go see Paranormal Activity, right?
Oh, that's right.
When I tell you, it was so embarrassing because my mom was like, oh, okay, you can go to the movies. She was sitting two rows in front of us. So it's me, her, we're in the back row, and these two high school guys were like, she clearly has never been out before. They were like, at some point my friend was like, leave her alone. And then to make it worse, there's a sex scene. And then literally, I know my mom turns around and here's what she looks. She's like, ooh. She like looks back at us and she's like, you see what's going on?
Turn around,
and
mom.
Then, and you know how you hang out after the movie?
Yeah.
My mom said, oh, no, we're going home now. So we saw the movie. And then, yeah. So anyways, holidays was celebrated. Yeah, because they could be there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dressed up. Yeah. Thanksgiving was fun times. I like Thanksgiving because I hang out with my cousins.
I stopped going trick-or-treating around like age 23.
No, you did not.
like age 23 is when I really just like, okay, maybe I'm too old for this.
I think college, just because I didn't have a choice because I couldn't go to like neighborhoods really.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
In college?
No, I stopped when I went to college.
You stopped trick-or-treating when you went to college?
Stopped getting the opportunity for free candy? Yeah, I did because it became more inconvenient.
I'm sorry.
If I'm at home, I'm stuck. No, but you know what? No, I didn't. I would just use my friend's niece and nephew and like, to go trick or treat. I just would go.
Yourself. I was saying, are you going?
Okay, the last time I actually went trick or treating by myself with my friends, we were 16. Because,
oh, that's not bad. Okay,
yeah,
not bad.
But then every year after that, I went with my friend and her little cousin.
That makes sense. Okay.
Imagine a 23-year-old
with friends. Like,
I would use
my sister's short.
I'll turn that into a candy getting business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nieces and nephews going home with three bags. Everybody, dump your bags out. It's time to do collections.
No, but if I'm walking around,
pay taxes.
Tax, you know.
If I'm walking around Halloween night and I see, I don't want to knock on the door, but if I see the bowl out there, I'm gonna walk up and get one by myself.
I see the bowl. I'm taking the whole bowl. You're not getting no candy.
Respect the sign.
I'm going to ruin it for everybody.
Protect the sign.
Wow. Now, next year, they're not going to put a bowl out, but I got the bowl. I returned the bowl from last year.
Dang.
Be like, my bad.
My bad. I took the bowl.
I cleaned it for you.
I'm the one that took the bowl. It was me.
Dang.
Do better than it this year, though. I don't like the Nutter Butters.
I can't eat chocolate, so.
That's a terrible existence. Wow. So, what's up? You celebrate holidays?
It's crazy.
Don't be mad with your body.
Don't be mad about your body can take.
You wanna laugh at that?
No. I have my chance.
When your eyesight just got better.
I have my chance. You came at me, and I came at you.
Your eyesight just got better. I'll come over there and poke you in the eye right now.
Try it.
Don't pop a blood vessel. Laugh too hard.
Try it.
Be careful. Did you see his eyes? Irene, did you see his eyes?
She never
Jason?
Saw it.
Saw his eyes?
Was he cross-eyed? What?
He popped like three blood vessels in his eyes.
Oh, yeah. I heard you like punch him in the face or something.
No, it wasn't me.
I heard you admit it on the podcast, though. I'll be honest. I watched the clip, and it was like, oh, my God, Malachi did that. Of course it is.
Wipe it. Burn that hard drive.
Burn it.
wait, what did you just say?
Burn that hard drive.
No, what did you say before?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wipe it.
Wipe it.
Jesus.
Wipe it.
Wipe it. Whose mind is in the gutter now, boys?
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
No,
so back to what we were talking about with holidays. Yeah, I had some holidays I enjoyed. Thanksgiving was a great time.
Yes.
You didn't enjoy Father's Day.
Oh, of course, I never did.
That was a great time. Is crazy.
Never did.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Malcolm.
This is one less thing I got to worry about, you know, for the year. I don't got to worry about nothing for Father's Day. I don't got to worry about getting him nothing. He don't got to worry about being around. It's a great time.
14 great birthdays.
Yeah, 14.
Yo. 26 great birthdays, you know?
He said, how come you don't want me, man?
That's so dark. Oh, come on.
That's crazy.
I got myself some beautiful honeys.
Come on.
I need a whole bunch of kids because ain't a damn thing you could ever teach me about how to love my kids. I'm sorry,
man,
Will.
That's
crazy.
That was a sad episode.
Your name is Will.
That was a sad episode.
Exactly. Your name is Will.
Yeah. So back to No Father. Yeah, so No Father was there. So that was one less holiday to worry about. I didn't really care about that one anyway. Mother's Day is a great day, though.
Wonderful day.
Yeah, wonderful day, Mother's Day. Christmas was a great time. I probably enjoyed that the most.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time. You know, I got to go down south, get to see my whole family. Most of my family live in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah, that's where they mostly live.
South Carolina.
You know?
Is every black relative, like, from...
the South.
I feel like
slavery. So you know, you're gonna have some black relatives.
Wow.
If you think about it,
slavery.
This episode's getting darker.
If you're just a black American, you're always gonna have
We're 3 for 3.
Hey man, slavery.
Triple homicide.
No dad. Triple homicide. We're getting crazy.
You can talk about segregation next.
This
season.
This season's going
crazy.
I love it here.
It's going great. It's a great time.
I love it.
Great.
Keep it going. What's dark next? Let's talk about it. But we're going to save
it. I actually have a question.
We're going to save that for another.
We got to save it for another. I have a question for y'all. I have a question. Real quick. What's something you were afraid of as a kid? And do you still feel the same way?
Afraid?
What was like a childhood fear that you had?
There was one. I think I just blocked it out.
Okay.
I can't remember. Okay.
Like, was it clowns? Was
no.
it?
Nah.
Clowns didn't scare me.
I'm still afraid of tight spaces. So probably tight
I
spaces.
Agree. I agree.
I'm still afraid of tight spaces.
I do not like tight spaces.
Like those people that be cave climbing.
Can't be me.
Hey, Malcolm, let's jump in this cave. No.
Absolutely not.
Actually, as a matter of fact, since you're doing this, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
I can't really think of anything.
Oh, you just weren't afraid of anything?
No, I was.
You just blocked it out?
Yeah. Interesting. I feel like that was the...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, tight space is a good one, though. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Was there like an, what's it called, an irrational fear?
A rational fear? Well, everything I do is rational, so no. I was a very logical kid.
This is exactly why we like have a whole season without her, and then
that's crazy.
We need like
that's
that
great. And then they saw the views and they're like, "Oh, bring her back."
We need that break.
We need that break.
They saw the ratings and were like, "Ah,
whatever."
Saw the ratings and he was like, "This did terrible.
We gotta bring her back. We gotta bring her back.
That did terrible.
So awful.
lies. Get this to 200K likes, guys.
Okay, I had one fear. My parents still to this day don't believe me. So I was very young and there was like a window and there was trees on the outside. So the shadows created a certain, it was like a shadow of a hand. Okay. When I went to sleep, I felt that hand. Okay. I promise you, I felt that hand. My mom, till this day.
Who else was living in your house?
My mom was like, no, it was me. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I felt that hand. Till this day, I'm convinced.
It was God's hand.
Did you have, never mind.
You were in God's hands.
Whatever, man.
Any problems?
Nah. Well, I didn't like guys. I didn't like that.
Anyway.
I don't know whose fucking hand was touching you. That's kind of weird.
Pulled up a doll. Now, where exactly?
Oh, dolls. There we go. Dolls.
Where exactly did the hand touch?
Dolls are my irrational fear.
Huh, Jason?
No. I don't like dolls.
Huh, Jason?
What?
Where exactly?
Oh,
did
I did have one.
You?
My back.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
No, I do remember now. Oh, my cousin, during one of our Thanksgivings, we always watch movies, right? And so my cousin, she brought over Friday the 13th. I was like six.
Oh.
And there's a scene where it's like the bathtub in like the middle of the forest. It's like random things and or the woods. And so like they open the thing and like it's not there, but I think it's like Jason's behind her or something like that, right? Okay. And so from that day, it took me years, like actually like a whole decade. I would literally go into the bathroom thinking like there's a chance of someone being there, and I would open it and I would be like, I'd have the door open so that way I can like run out if need be. No, I was this habit like from six till like I want to say like 17 or something like Jeez. That. So it was, yeah, it was like,
are you the type to check the shower curtain?
I used to. I stopped now. I don't need to.
I'd just be like,
no, I used to. I couldn't do. So that just got me.
Take the whole shower curtain down.
I agree. That's it. Sometimes you gotta just pull back the curtain. Check. You know, you gotta make sure.
No wrong with making
even
sure.
One of these days, I'm like, aha, and I'm like, but you know what? I realized I stopped after I was like, you know, if there's someone here, there's not much I can do about
just
it.
Just go ahead and get that wall.
Oh, and I used to be afraid of animals. Now it's all coming back. I used to be afraid of all animals.
I love animals.
Big, small, dogs.
Every animal.
To a point, I went to Ellis Island when I was like 9 on a field trip, and I had to eat inside with the teacher because I couldn't do all the pigeons that were going around. I stood on the table crying and screaming.
Yo.
I couldn't do
every
it.
Every animal.
Like every no, but. I, as I got
There's
older, it's not as bad.
There's that one. She's afraid of pigeons.
Yeah, take me inside. I'm not eating outside.
Were you so you weren't the popular girl in school? I feel like
clearly
I couldn't
not,
be.
Jason.
I couldn't go outside.
Clearly not, Jason.
I was mean in third grade, and then I couldn't go outside, and I had no friends, and then I had more friends, and then I couldn't go outside.
Is this why you're so? Is this why you're so mean?
I'm not mean.
The reaction time of that me. Was great.
No, not me. Why are you looking through my soul?
She's not still mean at all. Mm-hmm.
Tell me more. Do tell more.
Yeah, no, but you know, it stopped though when I used to work at a home office and like they had a gate, right? And they had dogs, right? And so, but they were friendly and I watched them kind of grow up, right? Mm-hmm. But they would always have to bring the dogs inside when I came in. And so there was one day she wasn't picking up her phone to open the gate. Now I could open it kind of from like the outside,
okay.
But like I didn't want to because the dogs were there and I was like a good 10 minutes waiting out there. And I'm like, you know what? At this point, I was like 20. I'm like, you know what? I'm 20. I'm kind of old now to be doing this. What do I look like being afraid of a dog? No, like I looked at myself and I'm like, what do you look like? And I just opened the gate and I stopped being afraid of dogs.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
A realization moment.
Dogs.
So what about
question,
you, Will?
Question.
Any
Tell me
fears?
What you think about me.
Well, I kind of already said it with the what you said about tight spaces.
Oh, tight spaces. Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, do you guys have like, I guess, more of a paranoid moment? So like for me, if I'm washing my hair, but I'm automatically thinking of like, what if somebody coming here right now? So I wash it quickly just in case if my eyes is closed for too long. I can't let them catch me like that. So do y'all have one of those moments where y'all just like doing something, y'all automatically thinking of like, I can't.
I be on airplanes. Like I always take the window seat. Mm-hmm. I'll be on airplanes. Let me take my glasses off. You see me. I love sleeping on the plane, but if somebody sits next to me, which is a majority of the time, yeah. I sleep like this. I'm like, huh.
With the eye out,
Malcolm. I see you.
It's like,
awake.
It's like you're awake. Nah, because like my worst fear is like falling asleep on a plane or a train, especially a train. Mm. But like somebody sitting next to me and like that red eye, like the movie Red Eye, and like has like a plastic spork and they're just like, I'm like, ah, and that shit just hurts, you know. And there's nothing I could do because I was asleep, I fall asleep.
Do you have a paranoia, Jason?
Elevators.
Mm.
He hates when I jump in an elevator.
That is kind of
You're not supposed to be doing that, first of all. Why
are
you jumping in an elevator?
Wait, hold on. Are y'all jumping with the equipment that y'all have?
No. Jumping in an elevator.
Every time we get that part.
But I'm saying, if y'all had equipment,
you're wild.
I'm testing the elevator. I'll be like, all right, 1, 2, 3.
And if it fails, then what?
Then if it fails, then
if
it fails, then obviously we go fall. But at least we tested it.
No, but for paranoia,
That's insane.
I don't know. Like,
that's insane. Me on Malcolm. You really
it's
do.
Literally every elevator too. Like, I just don't care about your fears.
Or life, clearly.
I just don't care. About I'm sorry. Do you want a hug?
Get away from me, dog. No, Malcolm, sit back. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Irene, what is your
tell us your fear. Your paranoia.
Paranoia? Well, I'm a woman, so like there's a lot. You know, I feel like in womanhood, there's a natural paranoia. Oh, when I'm walking down the street, if I'm late, if it's out late at night,
yeah.
if I'm by myself,
yeah.
you always have to be kind of paranoid, or else it's like, oh my God, I can, so many things happen to me.
Yeah, I got a question actually about that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, like, let's say if you're going out to maybe a ShopRite. So mm-hmm. let's say if you're going to a ShopRite, how close are you parking to the entrance?
I don't like to walk, so I'm always finding close parking. Okay, it has something to do with that's nothing to do. No, but to be fair, like when I get in my car, I look around. I look around to make sure no one's following me. Even when like I would go to like work super early in the morning, I used to go 4 a.m. on a routine. I would look underneath my car because like people do crazy things, right? And like I would go different ways to work. Like I literally like being a woman is tough, you know. Like it's crazy. Like I will like I remember one time it was kind of my fault. I won't get it too much into it, but like I look back whenever I'm walking, like every like a half block. Shut up. every half a block to make sure I'm not being followed, basically. And that saved me in one situation.
I park as far as possible from the store, and I hate people that park next to me because I done took my time parking as far as
it's always that one person.
It's always one person.
Parks right next to you. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm parking.
We live in a
front.
Different world, I guess.
I'll drop you off at the entrance and then I'll park far.
Yeah.
No, I'm the queen of parking, just letting you know. I find
You're
parking.
The queen of parking.
I went to Times Square in like 2 days, like a Christmas Eve, and I found parking right there.
Parking blessings.
No, I'm saying like I find parking everywhere.
You, Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. I am blessed.
You start thanking God for just stuff you didn't do. Parking blessings.
Who's to say he did it? Everywhere I go, when I go to New York, I rarely go to a parking garage. I only go if I'm pressed for time and I'm already late.
God in his busy times worried about your parking.
First of all, he's worried about me and my blessings and letting me save money. Thank you very much. Gosh. All right, maybe he don't do that for you. Maybe you aren't blessed and highly favored, but I am. Thank you very much.
We'd be like, ooh, look at that parking blessing.
Thank you very much.
When there's two beautiful women in front of us, we'd be like, thank you, God. You know what you was doing.
Blessings.
this has been such a fun trip down memory lane. It's such a shame that I have to bring it to a close. But you already know what it was. Irene, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. But this has been another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Wait, really quick. Because I was going to have my sister here, but she couldn't make it. And so this is her business called Did That. She did That Wigs. It's like wig repair and like she does like wig services, synthetic, real. She can make it for you, any color, length. She like renewed someone's like lace, which is hard. When a lace rips.
I might need that for the next episode.
Just letting you know. So
I come in here with a wig on.
She does custom wigs. Did That Wig. So she wasn't able to come. So I was like, all right, let me just wear her merch. So yeah.
I'd be out here like, girl.
Whatever.
She could do it. She whipped mine. I went when I performed at New York Fashion Week. She whipped that up like the night before.
Mm-hmm. We might be in touch.
26 inches. Well,
shout
bust
out.
Down.
It's Did That.
Did That.
She done did it. She did done did it.
Done did it.
Yeah.
She done did almost, it. Almost, yeah. Come on,
this
dog.
Been,
come on.
This has been another episode of Talk to Me Nuts. You already know the vibes, YKTV. It's your boy, Mally K. That's MALII_. You already know the vibes.
He ain't even had to say it, man. You already know it's your boy, Will with the visuals. I am Will_visuals. One more time. I am Will_visuals. Jason.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. And you can follow me on all social media.
And shout out our special guest,
Irene, Irene.music. That's me.
You would almost think she's a singer. Make sure you go hit that crazy. Follow button, like and subscribe if you feel the vibe. This has been another episode of Talk to Me Nice, and we are out.